You can't tell me it's too expensive. You can only tell me that it's a stupid idea.
Two dumb babies.
I love good NASA slander, man. That's fucking my favorite.
With Willie Simon and Eric Friedman.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? Let's do the intro. Let's do the intro
up
top.
That's what we're doing.
No, I know.
Oh, yeah.
But then let's do the whole intro.
You started to do it and then just stopped.
No, I know, but I like to be in the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Where were you before?
I was in, intro land.
You're not like, here. Sorry, I just went on autopilot doing the intro.
Oh, you know what's fun? We just never do the intro up top. So I get like excited when we remember, you know what
we
mean?
Do sometimes with our solo ones. When it's not a guest one, we almost always forget.
Yeah. Well, we forget a lot with this one. Anyway, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Two Dumb Babies. I'm Willie Simon.
I'm Eric Friedman.
If you guys like the show, please rate, subscribe, like all the YouTube things people say in the beginning of YouTube videos.
And you're really on it today.
Yeah. We're doing the whole thing. You got dates. What are your dates coming up? We're doing these in the beginning now.
Okay, hell yeah. I'm out with Craig Conant on the Whoopsie Daisy Tour. We got a bunch of cities coming up next. Next up is Syracuse, Albany, Hartford. They're almost all sold out. Get tickets to those ones. And then we're around California for a little bit. I think that's all sold out.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
And June we'll be back out in... Oh, yeah. June 13th and 15th. Arizona. Phoenix Friends. Come to that. I'm doing...
Arizona, dude.
I'm doing the Tempe Improv for my first, book time. I've done guest spots and other things on it.
Hell yeah.
But I've never gotten to feature or
fuck yeah,
post
dude.
Or do a proper
the home
weekend.
Club, dude. Going,
yeah.
So, Friedman goes home. Go check that
come
out.
To that one.
Yeah, that'll be sick. I'm in I've got a bunch of shows during the Netflix The Joke Festival here in Los Angeles. It's gonna be I'm with Steph Tolliv in the main room of the Comedy Store, Tumua in the main room of the Comedy Store. I got Laura Peake at the Improv. I'm with Jack Jr. at the Belasco Theater. And I got Mike Falzone surrounded at the Bourbon Room. And then the radio recording also. So fucking any of these, come check them out for the fest.
Yeah.
It should be good.
Those are great ones. You should put a little flyer together thing. Do the front, do the image with you and then do another slide or something with
that's a good idea.
So people can...
Yeah, I like that.
Can't see the ones.
Yeah, yeah, you can see what it is.
He got so many, he started getting kicked off of them.
I did get kicked off of you, which sucks.
So crazy.
I can't believe that. I was supposed to do the one with you and Craig.
I know. I was
and
so
they
bummed
kicked me
off kicked
it. Because I have too many.
No, he can't do it.
Like, I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm like, he's over right now. I think he can do it.
Yeah.
I talked to him.
He said
free.
Yes.
I'm like, no, we're not letting him.
That is so funny that they're like... restricting the amount of shows people can do on the festival. You're like, why, dude?
So I can do less shows in LA because of this right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, exactly. I know. I'm an LA what's comic. Like, so I can't go up in Los Angeles? Like, what the fuck?
I know.
I'm going to Austin for the week, dude.
Yeah. That's,
so I can go to a city that I could get up in, for fuck's sake.
It's going to be a rough, yeah. rough week for me.
Honestly,
I've got
yeah.
Craig's show. Yeah. And
maybe go to Austin, honestly.
I can
might be a good idea.
I can go hang out at shows and maybe someone will put me up. I'm gone the first few days of it.
Yeah, we got to pay to get in, though. So
I'm pretty sure I can get in. I don't have a lot of pull in this city, but I have worked the two major comedy clubs. I have
yeah,
the
you can
shirts.
At least, you can definitely go. Yeah, exactly. You can go to the Improv and the Store for sure.
Just wear each of the work shirts. Just
yeah, yeah. You're just passing out burgers.
Like, yeah, I'm allowed to be here.
Yeah. Eric got in, but he's serving. Ugh, God, this is a bummer.
He's so funny.
Man,
you see,
man, he's really excited for this Seth Rogen table read.
So many people have been just putting themselves on one of the Netflix The Joke flyer just because they're on any sort of show.
I know.
Even though not booked through it at all. They're
yeah.
I did it. I'm on it. It's like, it just means you're doing a set next
yeah.
month.
In Los Angeles. Yeah, exactly. Like, they have every venue.
I'm not doing those, but it'll be funny to see people who are just actually working the show doing it. I'm like, yeah, be a door guy at Netflix is
yeah,
the
yeah,
best
exactly.
of the comedy store. Come see me. Come see me on the patio. I'll be checking IDs.
Anyone want a drink during the Netflix The Joke Fest?
Yeah, I do.
I will be
drinking.
Serving. Catch me in the main patio at the Comedy Store. April 8th or May 8th.
I'll be looking at the window wishing I was on the stage. It's going to be exciting. Could you not get in either? Come hang out with me outside.
Yeah. I'm going to be annoying Mike Falzone for a spot. May 8th.
Mike did put me on the last one.
You can catch me stealing jokes in the back of the bourbon room. Yeah, it is funny. Well, there's so many comics on it. It's pretty easy to hide that you're not actually on the festival.
No one's checking. It's just one of those things.
Like, there's like 250 yeah. official comics. Like, you can sneak in. Yeah. You'll be fine.
So sick.
It is cool. I wish they just had festival passes. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
You can just make yourself your own laminate.
Yeah. Well, I think the artists get one, so I can go whatever.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
But no one else can. Like, if you're just a fan of comedy, like, everyone who's like if you want to just watch comedy, then you can't. You have to get into the festival to have it be, like, a festival for you, basically.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like, that's your reward for getting the festival. It's like, you get to treat it like a festival.
You know what? That seems... That's like... I think that is what comedy festivals are. Like, music festivals, you go and you get your pass and you can go watch all the different stuff going on.
Yeah, there's,
on
like, three stages.
But,
and...
like, comedy, especially since it's in so many different venues, like, there's nowhere really to just go hang out.
Yeah.
And each club can only hold so many people.
Yeah, for real.
So,
well, and it's like... It's just... Yeah, there's nowhere to kick it... I mean, like, at the major club, there's a place to hang out, but
barely. Yeah,
exactly. It's like, those are going to be full of people who are on the shows and shit, like, and, like, it's going to be fucking...
It's like Moon Tower that just happened in Austin, all of the big comedy festivals, Just for Laughs, when that was a thing, all of those were, like, more so, it was like, oh, I'm an artist, and it was for the comics to go hang out, and there's industry and other people going to the shows, but I feel like the passes were still, like, artist and press and that sort of thing.
That is true. It's never been, well, like, you can't do, like, the main stage over here and then another stage for comedy. That's, like, you do need a bunch of different venues. Like, music can overlap a little bit. Like, when you're, it can hear, I can imagine. Yeah, exactly.
Just
hearing Gaffigan and Burr at the same time, dude. You're just having a fucking aneurysm. Like, this is awful.
I went to the Funny or Die one when they used to do it. I can't think of the name of their festival now. It might have just been Funny or Die Festival.
Oh, that Oddball?
Oddball. That's what it was. I went to that, but that was just two stage. It was the main stage where most was going on, and then there was a smaller stage.
Yeah, that was like a music festival.
But it was outside, and then there was like the freak show, like people swallowing swords and like that sort of stuff, and then like...
Yeah.
I think that was about it, honestly. I think it was just like those three things.
There's no one swallowing swords at this one.
Yeah.
We got to get a fucking
really
a freak night.
Yeah.
There's that clown guy who's around town, but I don't know fucking.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's swallowing swords, you know?
No, nothing cool like that.
Yeah, exactly. What happened to the freaks, you know? We'll get like, we'll get Don Barris to do the ding dong. That'd be funny.
That will be
a bunch of ding dongers on the fucking billboard.
It's on. Is it really still gonna happen? I think on the Monday.
Probably. I wonder.
Because that's the
maybe
thing.
Not though. They might actually pull it.
Maybe
because they probably have like shows
there
up there.
So many other shows.
Yeah.
Going on.
I feel bad. Whoever has to fucking face the wrath of Tennessee Williams after that shit, dude. You're fucked.
He'll be there still.
Yeah.
No, I'm on... It's Monday.
Yeah, the Schizo Surfer is fucking...
There.
Yeah. He's like, what do you mean Fahim Anwar and Friends is up right now?
That'd be the most energy I've ever seen out of that guy.
Yeah, that is true.
He is a calm energy. Say what you will on it, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty chill schizophrenic guy. Not a lot of chill schizophrenic.
Got a bunch of different personalities, but they're all chill.
Yeah, they're all fucking cool as fuck. I got a surfer. I got a stoner. I got a fucking...
I really lucked out on
a
my
hiker.
Multiple personalities. A yoga instructor.
I'm an ayahuasca shaman.
I'm an ayahuasca.
All my personalities are fucking super chill. No, he's a surfer right now.
Yeah, yeah. Are you sure? He's a he's surfing. That's how I know.
You ever see that movie with the where that guy kidnaps the girls and he has like 38 personalities?
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's that movie, but they're all chill.
But they're all chill. Yeah, yeah. They're monsters.
Hey, you guys can leave whenever you want, man. But first you gotta smoke this bong. Oh, he switched.
Yeah. Oh, oh no, fuck. He switched. Hey, we're all going surfing now. Yeah. Oh, he's doing it.
Oh, he switched again.
Everyone just
open
sit
your
down
third eye with this meditation.
Take your
oh god,
take your sandals off, put your feet on the ground, connect again. Am hey, I allowed up? To leave or not?
Hey, what's up? I'm your friend's cool older brother. You want to play some video games? Ah! Oh no.
Yeah, that I don't think there has been chill schizophrenics. That sounds
yeah, right. Never see like why homeless people. Yeah. Like, he takes a big shit on the ground. He's like, sorry, man, that was pretty crazy. Man.
I mean, regular personalities are like all over the place now. Why can't a multiple personality, though, be a calm one? Why can't you ever?
Yeah. Yeah. How come you can't fucking
you
break
fall
into
that?
A few different. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it because there's a war going on in your mind? So there has to be like.
Yeah. The winner has to be pretty aggressive, probably.
Yeah.
If you're fighting for supremacy.
Yeah.
That's why it's like.
Alpha male. Alpha. Yeah,
the personality is never like, hey, man, we all talked, and this guy's the coolest, I think. We'll just have him up front.
Just put them in charge, yeah. Rest of us, we need help. Yeah. We're just gonna stand back, let this person drive for a while.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. I wonder if... I feel like some of the stuff I've heard about, like ketamine, that's kind of what it is, though. It's not like letting the best person drive. It's like sitting to the side and watching someone else drive, though.
What, like doing ketamine?
Yeah.
I've done ketamine, and it didn't
you
feel
did
like...
ketamine?
Yeah, once. At like a party.
At a party, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the right way to do ketamine.
What's the right way to do it? Like you're a horse and you're in surgery?
Yeah, you're a doctor.
Like, yeah, I can see that being the right way to do it. But yeah, I feel like it was.
I feel like you were also drunk and like
yeah, exactly.
High, like
yeah.
Could you even know what? Did you even notice what the ketamine was doing?
It was like I felt like definitely like disassociative a little bit. Where you're like, I do see what you mean. Where it's like someone else is driving, but it's never like
I haven't done it.
Never like fucking like
what was told
out of control.
Yeah,
it's just like you're just like, all right, now I'm fucking. Calmer.
Yeah, I heard
like
it's like
I didn't like it. It wasn't fun. For
really?
Me. Some people well, I love mean, it. I didn't like it.
I definitely don't think you're supposed to do it with a ton of other stuff. It's not supposed to be a cocktail of drugs.
Well, that's what else are you gonna do ketamine? I'm not gonna be like fucking, all right, 9:30 stone sober time for my line of ketamine.
Yeah.
Like you're like, no, dude. I'm 5 beers deep. Someone gives me a bump of ketamine. I'm like, yeah fuck it. I'm not thinking. I'm drunk. It's not like it's never
form.
An intentional.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do. I mean, anything in bump form. Yeah, you're doing it with multiple other things.
Yeah, exactly. You're not fucking like.
Sorry, I was just taking my vitamins.
Yeah, this is D.
Oh, I got them mixed up again. I forget now. all of them are white once they become powder.
Yeah, I do. You can get into like K holes.
Yeah,
which is like that's when you do a ton and you're like fucking just freaking out.
Yeah.
That's like
where you're sitting there in like the back seat.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Or you're like a car behind.
Like honking.
Yeah.
You're like, drive. At yourself.
Go. This guy's not fucking moving. Yeah,
yeah. What do you mean it's me? Oh, I just got to sit back here and deal with my past problems now. So it's my fault that the car's not moving.
Yeah. Like, ketamine isn't, like, a drug in comedy circles at all, either. It's, like, a party, like, rave drug. You know what I mean? Like, when I did it, it was at this, like, DJ's house, and there was a bunch of, like, EDM friends and stuff. Yeah. So it was, like, fucking... Like, you'd never see that at the store. You know what I mean?
No, no. It's more of a therapy drug now.
Yeah. Yeah, they do use it for, like, fucking...
Yeah, yeah.
What disease is it for, though? Is it just for, like, fucking...
I think it's for mental
for,
health
like, ADHD?
Issues.
Yeah, but like what kind? Like chill fucking schizophrenia, or like what kind of mental health fucking?
I don't know. Craig just did it at the with a doctor at like a university out when we were in Austin.
Did it at a university?
Yeah, they're you know, learning stuff about it and whatnot.
Craig's doing drug studies.
Yeah, drug studies. He's like, sign me up. This is what I was born for, honestly. I have a few skills. Funny. Lab rat.
Yeah, exactly.
One of them.
I'm totally sober, unless it's for testing.
Well, what's funny, too, because they're like, we tried to get it so I could go, too, and they're like, oh, it's going to take, like, all day. They're like, we just don't have the time and all of this other stuff. And I was like, just let me do some of the drugs in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell?
Let me do some fucking ketamine.
Like, you don't got to study me or do anything else with me. Just let me have some of the drugs. Universities are bullshit.
Yeah.
I can't get into a drug study at a university.
Honestly, dude, that sounds like a guy. That sounds like a guy who wants the drug for himself. Yeah. That's every guy I've ever fucking talked to.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'd love to smoke some weed. It's like, it's going to take a lot of time, man. It's gonna be- We got to set a lot of stuff up. It's going to be tough.
Heroin.
That guy just wants to smoke more weed. Yeah. That piece of shit. He's holding out on you, dude.
Heroin's really the only drug that takes a lot of time to do. You know?
Yeah.
Everything else pretty quick.
Yeah, exactly.
Just tell me you don't want me there.
You're chopping that up with an EBT card. I think you have time for me. Yeah.
EBT card doesn't work anymore, but these drugs are going to kick in quick.
That's so funny. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry, man. Time constraints and all. It's like, yeah. It's like a bad excuse to, like, for someone like not wanting to share drugs.
I've been cool. I've been,
give you drugs. I got to pick up my mom in an hour, though. It's not gonna be...
I've been like uncool enough where people haven't like invited me to the drug circles or that sort of thing. But I've never just been turned down once I know where it is.
Yeah, yeah.
That hurts my feelings.
Also, at a university, like what, like Delta Kappa
Phi? You're not smart enough to do these drugs. Yeah.
It's not even a study. It's just he's at a frat house.
We're technically at the university, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the university's parameters.
Hey, let's see if we can get this guy a fucking ton of ketamine until he passes out. How much ketamine can he do until he passes out? Yeah. That's the experiment.
Was there a donkey around when you were doing ketamine? I mean, just like a keg.
Yeah, we're trying to find a new date rape drug, so we're testing it on Craig.
Sounded fun. They said next time I'm out there, I can come through and do it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
What university in Austin was it?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's like the big one, right? UT?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you know it wasn't a real university. No, it was University of Phoenix, Austin campus. Craig's just fucking doing lines in a fucking waiting room.
Give you ketamine and then try and get you to sign for a bunch of loans.
Yeah.
We're just using this to like steal identities, really. Yeah. Yeah, no, you get free drugs. It's cool.
Yeah. I wonder what they were testing. That is like, you're not like finding out. Like, what was the test?
Therapy,
you know?
Stuff on it. The way I heard about it on all that stuff was Neil Brennan. Because he promoted it on his one of his specials.
Fucking talked that about doing drug it peddling piece of good. Shit, dude. Yeah.
Saying it was like one of the first, I think it was one of the first things that worked or almost worked. And then he went to ayahuasca. And from Craig and various other people, and the little bit that I've gathered and heard, it's kind of ayahuasca light, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. My friend did ayahuasca. He said he saw the snake god.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I've never light. Got okay, yeah, like real light.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this was like,
I'm never like Diet Coke. I'm like, this is like, I know Diet Coke is still a little bit Coke. I've never got like, I've only done ketamine once,
well,
but the one time I did it, it was
same,
like,
not the same thing, actually.
Yeah, yeah. But still, I was like, Jesus.
It was more so like a rocket ship and rollerblades are both methods of transportation.
Yeah, I feel that.
They both can get you somewhere at much different speeds.
That's funny. Okay, that makes sense. Because my buddy did ayahuasca, and it was like, it like changed him as a person.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah. And like fucking.
I'm going to go do it, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I want to do it. My buddy said he wants to fly to Colombia and do it in like the woods, like in the jungle in Colombia.
There are some
like,
cool places.
Oh, that sounds
it,
fucking sick, dude.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if I want to go to a country I don't speak the language.
Yeah.
And then
there's
do
places out here.
Mind altering fucking crazy shit.
You know, like, do it here just a couple hours outside town and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's
be cool.
I'll go do it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think so. The whole thing is you have to have in your mind, like, what? You have to have intentions when you go into it.
I did that once. I did DMT with Chino, and it was fucking, it was the same thing. It was like, come in with a question. And I was like, what's the afterlife like? I was like, well, I want to know what comes next.
Yeah.
And then I hit this DMT pen and my fucking ceiling gets all like fractally. And this voice comes in my head and it was like, if you like to find out the answers you're seeking, like you have to kill yourself.
Oh, jeez.
And I was like, I don't want to kill myself. And they're, like, and they're like, well, and then I was sober. And I was like, that was the worst drug I've ever done in my life, dude. That was awful. DMT sucks.
They didn't answer your question at all.
No.
They're like, I know that was a way to find out the answer.
Yeah. I did DMT, and then a voice told me to kill myself, and then I woke up. I was like, this is the worst time I've ever had in my life.
Should ask a better. I wonder if it does any question like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. I'd be like, what's the meaning of life? You gotta kill yourself.
No matter what. What happens at the end of Harry Potter? Yeah. Well, you gotta
fucking kill yourself to find out. Jesus Christ.
What question should I
this
ask?
This drug sucks, dude.
Will I ever find love? Kill yourself.
Kill yourself.
What
just
didn't
do
you
it.
Get from the last five times you've done this? You're like, oh, I don't think it answers your questions. I think it just tells you to kill yourself.
I don't think this is a voice. I think this is me. I think I want to kill myself.
What do you mean you gave me sugar pills this last time? Yeah. You're like, yeah, you were having a lot of issues. We were shocked, honestly.
We had to know for sure.
You only have one voice in your head, and it's not chill at all.
It is violent towards you, specifically.
Yeah, none of us were worried. I mean, a little bit for your own safety, but not... We're all just kind of sitting here watching. Yeah, there's crazier stuff than ayahuasca and all that sort of stuff, too. There's a... It's called a boga. Is a boga or iboga? It's like a tree bark in Africa or something.
Whoa.
That's supposed to be the...
Are you thinking of Ebola, the disease?
Yeah. It eats you from the inside and also gives you the answer to life or something.
I want to do the mad honey.
Mad honey. Oh,
you heard about that in like Nepal? They got crazy bees. They have bees that make like fucking... like psilocybin honey.
Whoa.
Where you like eat honey and you fucking fry dick, dude. It's crazy.
Damn, that sounds cool. No, I don't know if I've heard of that one.
Yeah. And you're like, why is it such a spiritual place in Nepal? It's like, because they're eating fucking mushroom honey all the goddamn day. No wonder they're all bald and dressed the same.
There's got to be I bet there's a good drug map of like places to go that all have things like that.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like there's multiple things. Because then there's like, you know, the toads, there's the fucking...
Oh, yeah.
You ever... cacti.
Did you hear about kids licking toads ever?
Yeah.
I never had that. Thing.
But that's a... But it's a specific one, and it's... I don't know where it is or whatever, but there is one that does it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it's just...
just kids just licking toads.
Yeah.
Or they're already on drugs. And then they're like, let's lick some fucking toads. Yeah.
And they told other kids, they're like, no, I licked a toad. That's why I'm high as fuck.
Yeah.
And they're like, I took acid. Fucking idiot.
I just didn't want to give away the rat out my drug dealer to the school.
Like giving oregano to someone instead of weed.
Yeah. You're like, no, trust me, it works.
Yeah. It's the same thing. This is what
lick
I'm
this
smoking.
Toad.
Dude, I got to lick a toad.
Yeah, what an idiot. That's like fucking, I've never wanted to do drugs that bad. Where I'm let's get some fucking toads.
Yeah.
And put them in our mouths.
You chug its asshole or something? They're like, no, what are you doing? Why are you, no one said to do that.
Yeah. The real good shit's in the anal glands.
Yeah, you think the outside the toad's good. Yeah. Inside.
You gotta suck the tadpoles out. Oh, Jesus.
Like I don't know what drugs.
Listen, man, I think I need to get sober. This I don't know what rock bottom is, but this feels like rock bottom.
It's like past it somehow.
This feels worse than like sucking dick for crack.
Yeah, you reach new depths.
Sucking tadpoles for acid. This is way worse. I think I should go back to college.
I don't think they're gonna let me in.
Yeah. At least they had regular acid in college.
Yeah. No, I'm just here for the normal drugs.
Yeah. I went down a dark path after.
I'm going back to college, not to get a degree or anything. I just want regular,
you should do regular drugs
college
again.
Drugs again.
I'm sick of sucking tadpoles, dude. They do the DARE program. They're like, this guy's speaking. He's here to talk to the kids. He's like, I was on the fucking pond sucking tadpoles. I was under a lily pad for days. Sucking tadpoles out of frog pussies. Is that what you want?
Like, are we still talking about drugs? Yeah.
You're like, I wouldn't even smoke weed, dude. Yeah. I started smoking weed, and then I was sucking tadpoles out of frog pussies. That sounds way scarier than... Hey, you're going to do coke one day or something. Mm-hmm. Like, get a real fear of these kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me something to truly be scared of.
I was in a bog. You ever been to a bog?
Is the DARE program still going on? They have to have upped it by now if they are trying to scare the kids.
Yeah, like, they must have updated it.
The kids are like, we've already done drugs.
I don't know any kids.
Yeah.
I just realized, I don't have any... That's probably good.
Yeah, it is probably good.
I'm happy about that.
Shouldn't know a lot of kids.
Shouldn't know any kids, yeah.
No. I know my nephew.
Let me ask my 7-year-old friend if he's still doing DARE.
Hey, little buddy.
I don't have any. Yeah. Hey, bud. You doing DARE?
Hey, your nephew or a friend's kid or something? No, just met him one day.
Have they taught you not to talk to me yet?
I just
no?
Met him.
All right. I guess they're not doing DARE.
Met him online. Oh, you met him online. Yeah. No, we're playing video games. That's where you.
Whoa.
That's where kids are.
Yeah. Just Call of Duty, dude.
Dude, I've been online playing games, like multiplayer games, and kids start talking. I'm like, I gotta mute everything I can.
I know, dude. Yeah. I do the same thing.
I'm like, oh no.
I don't even play. I don't play multiplayer games anymore. I play like single player games where there's no children can reach me. I'm playing Fallout, dude. I'm like, no fucking kids here, dude. Not even in the game.
Yeah. Not even in the game.
There's like a baby at
nice
some point.
Pure game.
Like, I haven't seen him in days. Just a bunch of adults you can kill. That's what I like in a video game.
Don't end up on some weird side quest accidentally.
Yeah, exactly. It is crazy. Seeing like fucking, because I was one of those kids when I was younger.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't online. Think I was, but it was like, you know, I was like 13 telling people to kill
like
themselves.
I'm
like fucking, yeah, like just fucking, just an animal, dude.
Yeah.
You should kill yourself, you little fucking pussy. I'm like, my friends all dying laughing at it.
Yeah. Yeah. We did that a bunch on like Counter-Strike and stuff.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah. Mine was Modern Warfare.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was fucking.
The first games that were like open mic.
Yeah.
He was like, I can talk to everyone. Yeah, everyone in here right now can hear me.
They designed it. They were like, everyone will be able to like work as a team.
Yeah.
We're going to install this feature. It's going to be great. Everyone's like, you fucking homo.
And some people did. Some people worked as teams.
Yeah. To get a guy to kill himself. We worked as a team. It's like, as in my friend would be like, you should kill yourself. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I think all the bullying and stuff started like when it got into the limelight of we need to stop bullying. I feel like it was the online.
Yeah, the online stuff
that got going.
Yeah, it got pretty crazy
because like
because you can just facelessly fucking tell kids that they're worthless. It's insane.
In person bullying like... never went nearly as far or wouldn't last as long. Someone was going to get beat up.
Yeah.
That was about the end of it.
I think Torio's outside.
Torio. Cool. Yeah. All good.
Oh, no, he's 5 minutes out. He'll be here soon.
Okay.
All right. But yeah, I think like bullying, like it almost like, you know, we got it out of our system online.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we'd come to school and it'd be like, what's up, dude? Hey, there's that fucking freaky kid who might shoot up the school. We're like, what's up, man? I've fucking yelled at my friends already for like
meanwhile,
days.
They're getting bullied by someone in another state.
Yeah, exactly. You have no idea the battle someone's going through against someone from to Larry.
Dude, speaking of...
All right, your toys outside. Guys, we're going to end the episode here. We got another one coming next week with Toro Van Grol, the funny fucking comic from the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Hesby Street podcast, all the fucking
joke
things.
Off live show.
Yeah.
That's awesome if you're in LA.
Yeah.
Hilarious comic who's on the road now.
Yeah.
We're going to go get him and start the other one. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Love you guys.